I recently had the privilege of interviewing Poor Clare nuns in Montefalco, Italy, who had one of the most amazing purgatory apparitions that I have ever heard about. And one of the things that that soul in purgatory revealed to the nuns is one of the most earth-shattering bits of information about the Mass that I have ever heard, and we're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Listen to what they said, and we're going to talk about it.
So at one point, the mother asked again his name and surname. He did not say it, but she said, why are you still in purgatory? You know, if one mass is enough to free one soul, why are you still there? Why are you still giving us money? And he said, because I take only a minor part of it. So basically, even if they were celebrating masses for him, he could benefit only from a minor part of that devoting of the mass.
That's really interesting. That's something that maybe people don't always think about or understand.
Yeah.
And perhaps there's unknown reasons there as to why he could only receive a part of it, maybe in his life. Maybe he had a small devotion to the souls in purgatory. We don't know.
We don't know.
But those are things to think about and discern.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now let's unpack that because it's incredibly profound. Did you hear what she said? He could only share in a minor portion of the mass being offered for him, because the nun was asking why, like, one mass should be enough. So this is always a question. Why isn't one mass enough for a soul in purgatory? And it's because the scripture says, whatever you have reaped on earth, or whatever you have sowed on earth, you will reap. And that God will not be mocked. And so, for instance, if we have not been someone who has loved the mass, attended the Mass worthily, and offered the Mass for the souls in purgatory, if we have not sowed those traits, we cannot reap the benefits of those traits on the other side. You become who you've made yourself to be, and there's no getting around that. So imagine if you're offering, let's say you're an incredibly generous person and you offer 100 masses for your deceased husband or your deceased wife, but because they had such little love for the mass that they only get like 10% of the grace of that mass. Isn't that mind-blowing? So it's just not that simple. It is not that simple to get into heaven, and the Protestant lie infects all of us Catholics to make us think that it's just sort of like magic and that it happens just like that, and it's not the case. So on the one hand, it tells us that we should redouble our efforts to pray for the souls in purgatory and have masses said for them, not thinking that just because you've done whatever is kind of even socially appropriate in your Catholic area, let's say you offer 9 masses and you think, pat yourself on the back, you're practically a saint. Nope, not that simple. Because we don't exactly necessarily know the devotion that that soul had during their life. So you need to sort of oversupply. That's why we can't only offer the mass, because there's limited masses that can be offered. So that's why we should also, along with the mass, pray, fast, sacrifices, etc. Very important. We need to pray a lot for the souls in purgatory, more than what we think. That's so. For instance, right now is going on the billion souls devotion, and it seems excessive what they're doing. But now you understand why that excess could be necessary. So we need to be excessive in our prayers for the souls in purgatory, because many of them, because of their lack of devotion on earth, are receiving only a small percentage of it. So think about that. It's kind of like when you invest money in a stock, you receive dividends based on the amount that you're put in. So if you only have like one share, you're not going to make millions of dollars. If a company has this incredible product where they sell out on this product, they're making billions and billions, and you think naively, oh, I'm going to become rich. Well, yeah, if you have like 5,000 shares, but not if you have one. The spiritual world works exactly the same. And so then for us, also the challenge is to then do these things. Be someone that offers lots of masses for the souls in purgatory. Be someone that prays a lot for the souls in purgatory, that prays lots of rosaries, etc. Because what you sow, you will reap. So some people are like, okay, what am I going to do? Well, you're going to do what you do now. So do now. So go right now and offer masses for loved ones. If you've been thinking about this, it's time for you to do it. If you've been putting it off, I had that recently where I was putting it off and I said, enough, I have to do it. And then I did it. So if you've been putting it off, go and do it right now. Offer masses for the souls in purgatory, because you don't know when you're going to die and you want to be ready. When you die, it's too late. You can't all of a sudden, after you die, have been a generous person if you never were. So my friends, this is incredibly sobering information. The truth always hurts, but when you take it, with it comes freedom. So let us redouble our efforts in praying for the souls in purgatory, recognizing that it's not that simple, that we may not share in as much of the masses being offered for us as we think we will be. So let's work on that right now. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one and the full interview. Go check it out, probably right here. It's coming out at least in a day. Have a beautiful day.